Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Lavalier for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The ball gets by Lavalier for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hewlett is hit by the pitch. Segui moves to second. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hammonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lavalier strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cora. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Segui is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hammonds hits a pop-up into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Guillen. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora is hit by the pitch. Mark Williamson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seghi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hammonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Williamson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lavalier. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura has Ripken trapped. There's the throw to Lavalier and back to Guillen, who tags Ripken for the out. Baines moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Devereaux scores. It's 8-5, Orioles. Jeff Swartz now pitching. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to second. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sehgi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sehgi takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Hoyles scores. Sehgi moves to third. It's 9-5, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Baines hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Burks goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 Orioles. Jim Poole now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Todd Froworth now pitching. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sachs hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Pennington now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Rona now catching. Scott Radinsky now pitching. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seghi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Seghi hits a line drive into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hammonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.